grows like cane sugar or not?
Cane, yeah, cane, like a corn, right. Like a stalk of corn.
Like a stalk of corn. And what do you do then? You cut it or you
You cut it, yeah. When it gets ripe, you cut it.
Yeah, and then what?
You haul it up to the mill.
Yeah.
And they cut a big ditch in under there, you'd call it, and put this sorghum pan over it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fry that in under there
mm-hmm.
to cook your sorghum.
Mm-hmm.
And when it gets done, well, you take it up and put in you some more juice.
Mm-hmm.
You grind the juice with a sorghum meal grinder, and the mule has to go around and around, turn this wheel, you know, to grind that juice.
Mm-hmm. And could you get quite a bit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What did you use it mostly? For what purposes did you use that molasses?
Well, you'd sell them. You'd use them to eat. Sorghum molasses. Did you never eat no sorghum molasses?
I had some out at Jimmy's and Patsy's, you know. And
they're good. I like sorghum molasses.
I hated it.
You do?
I didn't like it.
Well, some... Because
you have to get used to it, you know, from the...
Yeah. Some sorghum is not good and some is. And sometimes you buy sorghum and it's got so much of this syrup in it, it don't taste like sorghum.
Mm. Can you get it today still? Year round?
Well, yeah, I guess you can still buy at the stores. They haven't sold out. They make it in the fall of the year, you see, and they sell out. Sell out before the next fall.
Do your two boys, I know you've got, I met one of them, Buddy, you know. I met one of them, I don't know who it is.
Billy, I guess.
Billy. Do they do any of this still? Do they make molasses? Do they do some of the things that your husband did? They don't
no.
do anything like that?
Billy runs one of these big backhoes or something you call it, to dig ditches.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes good money with that. Now, you went down to his house, didn't you?
Well,
he's tore that house down and bought him a great big trailer.
Really?
Uh-huh, and he lives in it. The house was rotting down and termites eating it up. It was old when he bought it. And he's done got him a trailer and he's going to build a back porch and a front porch to the trailer. It was one of those large trailers that they had to bring it in two sections, you know, and put it together.
Mm-hmm. That must be huge.
And he makes, some days he makes $500 a day.
Isn't that amazing?
That backhoe thing.
That's a lot of money. Okay, have you ever heard of loam?
Loam?
Yeah, for soil. Someone said it's loam.
Loam on a farm or on a house?
No. When you talk about soil, you say it's loam soil or buckshot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have loams on farms here.
Mm-hmm.
You don't plant so many acres of it, you don't plant.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government pays you.
Oh, I see.
For this... this ground that you don't plant.
Okay. Let me ask you some more questions here now. If you had a field that was full of water and you wanted to get rid of the water, and you dug like a trough or something for the water to run out of, what would you call that thing that you dug?
Ditch.
Ditch. Okay. Any other names for that?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any other names for that besides ditch?
No, I don't think so.
Did you ever have that problem when your
mm-hmm.
husband were farming?
No.
I guess that's just I guess most of these questions.
But I know of a lot of them that did have that problem. They'd have to dig ditches to drain the water.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there'd be big ponds of water, and they'd dig ditches to drain that pond.
If there had been a heavy rainfall and the rain had cut out a channel across a road or field, what would you call that place?
Well, the rain, it just come down so that it made a ditch in your field.
Yeah, what would you call that ditch? Any name for it? If you saw it?
No, a ditch is all I'd know.
Okay.